Welcome to the second parak of Megillas Rus. So Rus goes, they're back in Eretz Yisrael. Rus goes to collect sheaves in Boaz's field. Boaz is then told about Rus, and she's treated very well. What happened was she gathered leket, she knew the halachas, and she was doing it very, very modestly. So she gathers leket, by the way, means the abandoned ears of grain, a certain halachas. And Boaz recognized it. So he asked his worker, who is this Rus person? Who is this Rus person? Interesting. It sounded like obviously he didn't know who she was, you know, even though they're somewhat distant relatives, we're going to see later. Boaz gives Rus permission, collect the wheat from the workers, and tells the workers to back off, don't mistreat her, you know, make sure she's given her time, her space. You know, she's impressed with her he's impressed with her commitment to Naomi and a commitment to her new people. And he says to them, Hashem is going to repay for that commitment. Very interesting. Boaz gives Rus bread to eat, make sure she has enough grain, even removing crops from the heap of the harvested fields and other non-leket produce for her, and she gets more. It's interesting, we're going to see this theme, you know, again and again and again, that those who go beyond receive beyond. She went beyond, she returned, she came back with the Naomi to Eretz Yisrael, and she is receiving beyond her due over here. Rus then gives it back to Naomi, the produce, and says all about Boaz's kindness. Naomi tells Rus, go and continue gleaning from Boaz's field for the remainder of the harvest season. That is the storyline as it develops in the second parak.